The Alibi Club by Francine Matthews. Narrated by Ellen Archer. Copyright 2006 by Francine Matthews. This audiobook is published by arrangement with Francine Matthews and the Sagalyn Literary Agency and was produced in the year 2006 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue, March 12, 1940. There were 9 people waiting in the stuffy room that faced the aerodrome's tarmac, 10 if you counted the sleeping child swaddled in a blanket in the Italian girl's arms, 3 women, 6 men, several nationalities, and the brazen churn of propellers beyond the frosted window. Each of the waiting passengers was desperate enough to leave Oslo in the dead of night and dead of winter, so the air hummed with suppressed violence and restlessness and incipient hysteria. No one spoke. Jacques Allier had his back to the wall nearest the door, an evening newspaper grasped in one gloved hand, the other thrust in his pocket. The unheated room was freezing, but his skin was beaded with sweat, and his hidden fingers clutched a gun. The clock read 3 minutes until midnight. The plane would leave at 12:07. Allier's passport had been taken 10 minutes ago and not returned. The man named Demars, who had all his luggage, was inexplicably missing from the aerodrome, and this was only one of the factors contributing to Allier's sweat. He hated to fly. When he'd undertaken this operation, he'd asked for a submarine out of Brest, a destroyer from Tønsberg. He'd gotten an 8-seater with ice on its wings and no guns to speak of. He was praying he'd be allowed to board, although Allier was one of those who could not believe in God. Not now.